You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. This morning we are speaking with Michael Unitich, the president of TIP Solutions, a Chicago-based software company and creator of CallSnap, a new Android app that provides call recipients the chance to prove that a picture is worth a thousand words by responding instantly to an incoming call with a photo. Michael, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Absolutely, Eric. Thanks for having me today and giving us the chance to tell the world about CallSnap.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. So first of all, what made TIP Solutions want to create CallSnap?
Sure. So TIP stands for Technology in Progress. And so TIP is a company that's been working on a variety of different voice-centric software and firmware solutions for smartphones for a couple years now, and the majority of the TIP focus has been on what I would refer to as business-to-business solutions. More in plain English, we work on features that we'd like to get embedded into a phone, so that way when you buy a phone, it already has these features in there. Everything around the phone call, that's the whole focus on, that TIP has. So what intrigued us about this idea was that we figured out a solution that we thought would be very helpful, very useful, and fun to use, and we realized that we could actually do this one as a downloadable app. So I'd say riding on the back of the popularity of social and different photo sharing applications, and since we're focused on the phone call, we saw this We, in a brainstorming session one evening, we came up with this great idea. So why not combine a photo with a phone call? Nobody's ever done that before. So that was sort of the genesis of kind of what got the ball rolling with us working on creating this feature.
Interesting. What makes CallSnap unlike any other app on the market today?
Well, for one thing, I think you'd have to think pretty long and hard about it to come up with an app where the functionality of the app is not actually within the app itself, meaning usually when you use an app on your phone, you actually go into that app, and that's where its functionality occurs. CallSnap is something that only appears when you have an incoming phone call. So we sort of piggyback on the phone app, and interestingly, what we've done is when your phone rings now, you have another icon on your phone. So right now, you either have buttons, or on Android phones, you'll frequently have a slider bar, and you'll choose to answer or ignore a phone call. Well, those two choices aren't really enough because they don't provide enough information to the caller. When you don't answer your phone or when you decline a call, you frequently go into this sort of communications vortex where now the caller doesn't know if you've seen the call. So then they kind of have this dilemma of, well, should I text them or should I call them back or should I call's landline, or if it's business, should I call somebody else? And similarly, the person receiving that call sort of nowadays especially feels that responsibility to let a caller know that they've seen the call or to provide some sort of real-time feedback to let the person know, hey, I saw the call, I'll call you back later. A lot of times people deal with that via sending a text message, but that's cumbersome, again, especially if you're busy. So with CallSnap, we've provided a way that you can select this touch icon on your screen, slide it over to the CallSnap icon. That immediately declines the phone call, sends it to voicemail, so it still gives the person the chance to leave a voicemail if that was their intention. It immediately sends a text message out the door to the caller saying, hey, I'm busy right now, CallSnap photo on the way. So what that accomplishes is that now the caller knows you saw the call, okay? And not only that, but now they're sort of prepared and expecting this follow-up, which should deliver anywhere from 10 to 30 seconds from them. And back on the caller's side, this camera application opens up, and you can snap a photo. If you don't feel like snapping a photo, maybe it's more appropriate to select a photo from your camera roll. But the typical usage is you snap a photo and you send that off. So with a couple of strokes, you've sort of accomplished a lot here. Both people now have provided, the call recipient, rather, has provided communication back to the caller. Hey, I saw your call, and they've shown them now what they're doing. So it's a fun app. It's a social app for sure. It's meant to be used with your friends. It's not necessarily appropriate for every situation. But, you know, we like to say that a picture is worth a thousand words. So, you know, you can explain to somebody not only, you know, that you saw your call and you're busy, but you can actually show them what you're doing. So it can be a fun app in the sense that it provides some insight into your life, shows some personality. You know, maybe I'm out playing with my kids. Maybe I'm at a baseball game, or maybe I'm just in a plain old meeting, something like that. So we think it accomplishes a lot around something that everybody does, which is field mobile phone calls. So that's really where we've taken something very basic and really expanded on it with a new way of doing something.
Now, how would you describe the evolution of the phone call versus other mobile technologies?
Yeah, good question. We actually view the phone call as the one area that's been completely left behind. We go to all these trade shows, and everybody's working on texting apps or instant messaging apps. Others are working on back-end infrastructure, improving the network. We see gaming apps. In this whole mobile revolution, the one thing that really hasn't changed at all is the phone call. So if you think about it, the last real innovation to the phone call, you'd have to scroll back all the way before we even went mobile, which would be call waiting maybe 30 years ago and voicemail prior to that. So we see the innovations we're doing on the phone call, including a couple of our other features, as the first real call management buttons that really exist.
Today we are joined by Michael Unitich, the president of TIP Solutions, a Chicago-based software company and creator of CallSnap, a new Android app that provides call recipients the chance to prove that a picture is worth a thousand words by responding instantly to an incoming call with a photo, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Michael, CallSnap incorporates photo sharing. Why is that important to users today?
Well, it's not much fun for either party to just decline a phone call. You're both left with no information. And there's other options you can do. You can reply with a text message. That doesn't necessarily, that doesn't necessarily provide, an indication of when you might call that person back, for instance. And if it's a friend calling, why not add a little fun to the phone call? So sending a photo sort of accomplishes both of those things. It really lets someone see what you're doing, and we think it's for people of all ages. I use it when I'm out with my kids from time to time, but for young people who are even more comfortable showing their current status, we think that it sort of provides them another social outlet to show someone maybe not only what they're doing, but almost in a way maybe bragging a little bit that, hey, I'm at this game today. And you're not, and this is just not the right time for us to be calling. So, we think it's fun and useful.
And lastly, why did you choose Android as your platform versus the iPhone or et cetera?
Yeah, good question. So, everybody hears how one of the reasons for iPhone's success is sort of it's this closed system, unlike Android, which is more of an open source platform. But one of the drawbacks of the Apple ecosystem being that way is that they do shut down certain pieces. They shut down access to certain parts of the phone. And the incoming phone call is one of them. So TIP is actually working on a version of CallSnap for what's known as jailbroken iPhones. So those are phones where people that are a little bit more adventurous have basically rooted their phone to have a little bit of extra access. And the downside is if there was a problem with your phone, you wouldn't be able to get it serviced. The upside is you get to experience a variety of different applications. So we are working on a call snap version for iPhone, but it would only be available for jailbreak because of the nature of the Apple ecosystem. And besides that, Android, by sheer numbers, is the world's largest operating system. So right now, for instance, in India, call snap is a big hit. We are the number 11 app in the social category, and social's one of the, I think, one of the two or three largest categories that there are. So, you know, we think that the Android market was a pretty easy spot for us to start as our first.
That is outstanding. How about that? Tell our listeners where they can get more information about CallSnap Online, obviously, to also pick up the application.
Sure. So our standalone website for the app is callsnapapp.com. That's CallSnapApp. That's callsnapapp.com.
Easy enough. Certainly appreciate your stopping by. We've been speaking with Michael Unitich, the president of TIP Solutions, a Chicago-based software company, and creator of CallSnap, a new Android app that provides all recipients the chance to prove that a picture is worth a thousand words by responding instantly to an incoming call with a photo. And the website that does it all, once again, is callsnapapp.com. Michael, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Eric.
And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.